how we performed against Marshawn Lynch in the past. I thought we've done a pretty good job. Good training tape. You know, I think the best tape to prepare for this game is understanding what their offensive line is trying to do and how they're trying to attack us. We got to get ourselves in position to take Marshawn Lynch down. He's running really well this year. You know, their offense, their scheme is running. You know, it's producing. So for us, we need to we got to be physical, extremely physical.
Every week, someone for us. You know, we've had all these good running backs the last few weeks: Adrian, Frank Gore, Chris Johnson. There's somebody else in there too, but. You know, he's a hard running back to tackle. You know, he likes to get downhill, makes guys miss, got great speed. So, I guess that's another big challenge for us.
He's got a laser for an arm, you know. He's short. You know, I think everybody knows that. I think that, you know, that hurt him in a draft and all that good stuff. But smart guy, you know, he's a smart guy. He's, you know, he's producing. You know, they're getting some wins. But I think at the end of the day, you know, he's still a rookie. You know, he's still a rookie. You get pressure on him, keep him in the pocket, and force him to beat us.
He's a good quarterback. He runs well. He throws the ball. I didn't watch him much in college, but he throws the ball. He has a lot of zip on the football, accurate, runs around, very athletic. So he does a good job. He takes care of the football for the most part.
My short little career, I've missed a couple games. Do you know? How many?
Four?
I thought it was five, but four. Four games. I don't plan on missing this week either.
They beat us bad last year. Yeah, they had two or three pick sixes. They beat us up front. You know, they came in here, was it late December, and our weather, and put it on. It's pretty good.
Does that stick with you? Does that
something? Yeah, you know, it was a different team last year, but – it still does. You know, they beat us last two times in the regular season they played here. They beat us the year we went to the playoffs, and we beat them in the playoff game, but they beat us in the regular season two in a row here.
You know, injuries have happened to – it happens to everybody. You know, it just hits us – it's hitting us hard right now. We have plenty of guys. You know, our scouting NFL scouting team, you know, they've done a good job of bringing guys in. You know, it's about fill them up, you know. Somebody goes down, you got to fill in and produce. You know, we have guys that are going to go in and do it.
I feel good about it. You know, we've got good backups. Kelvin did a good job last week when Peanut went out. Up front, we're deep. Linebacker, we've made some good moves in the offseason with Gino. JT's in there. Patrick moved up this week. And, of course, Blake's in there, too. So I feel all right about our depth in most positions. Yeah, we want to win every game. Doesn't matter what the situation is. You know, we want to get as many as we can in front of them, you know, because we have a chance to play them in a couple of weeks. So that'll be a big game. But We should win every home game. That's our goal. That's our mindset. And, you know, you'll win on the road, too. But especially on every home game. Well, it's, you know, with all the division games we have at the end of the season, they do mean more. I think we have three division games, I think. Is that right? Yeah, we play every team one more time. So they mean more. You know, the division's tight right now. So they do mean a little bit more than it did early. But still, you know, you still have to win football games. That's all it comes down to.